Today, we'd like to see the title of to perfection in the book of Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 to chapter 6, verse 2. For online courses of people, we'd like to suggest the four questions. Number one, what's the difference between the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit falling or coming upon me? Or what's the difference between water baptism and the baptism with the Holy Spirit? Question 2. How do I know whether or not the Holy Spirit dwells in me? Question 3. How do I know that I am a carnal or a babe Christian or a spiritual mature Christian? Last question, how can we go on to the perfection? First of all, we want to give a little background. Psalm chapter 1 verses 1 and 2, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful or the proud, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, or in God's word, and in his law he meditates day and night. So basically, for spiritual blessing, so we should meditate day and night in God's word. Also, the 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16, see also in all his epistles, or in all disciples' letters, speaking in them of these things, in which are something hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people. Unstable people, weak backgrounds of knowledge of God. Unstable people, twisted to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. Basically, Saint Peter indicated that some scriptures are hard to understand. So therefore, if you do not understand, don't try to understand with your limited knowledge. So wait on the Lord to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what it does mean. Also, John chapter 21, verse 25, John says, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Amen. So Jesus did a lot of things. So if we wrote all things, the world itself would not contain all things. What does it mean? Jesus did a lot of things. Jesus also himself said, the Bible talks about Jesus too. So, but the Bible is sufficient for us to live just like Jesus Christ. Since salvation is personal, each of us calls here I instead of you, I, self-question or self-examination question. Many relevant verses to topics are in the Bible. But here, I indicate some relevant verses and topics. Topical studies in the Bible are effective to elementary principles of Christ. Topical studies means issue-oriented Bible study or occasion-oriented Bible study. Topical studies are clear, easy understanding, but risk over perverted interpretation. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 36. Although without consideration or context or syntax, it's a mighty risk over perverted over original intent over the author or over the Holy Spirit, over God's original intent. While verse by verse, chapter by chapter, inductive studies in all the Bible are effective to live just like Jesus. Syntax and context, whole interpretation. So context meaning verse by verse, chapter by chapter, you know, book to book, you know, up to the entire Bible, you know, whole interpretation. But sometimes hard to understand. You know, that's a problem. The example, Matthew chapter 4, you know, verse 6. Basically, Jesus was tempted by Satan, but Satan used, you know, God's word, Psalm chapter 1, verses 11 and 12. So in order to tempt, you know, Jesus Christ, if you are the Son of God, Satan said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hand, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. So Satan used some Bible verses in order to test Jesus whether or not he is the Son of God. But Psalm chapter 91, entire chapter, talks about God the protector. God is a refuge. God is the rock fortress. Not like, you know, in order to test God. It's a word. So basically, God the protector. That is the main theme, only coming from, you know, context and syntax. So you could find out. That is an example, the risk of a perverted interpretation to topical studies. But here, today, main text, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13, up to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2. Here, chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, in the word, you know, God's word, for he is a babe, you know, baby Christian. But solid the fruit belongs to those. Solid fruit, obviously, heart, understanding, right? Solid fruit belongs to those who are of a full age or mature. That is, those who, by reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So at the standard of God's word, they can discern which one is good or evil. So here, milk, babe, the cross-reference Bible, the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, said here, carnal or baby Christian, not spiritual Christian. Here, and I, brethren, could not speak it to you as to the spiritual people. Spiritual people, spiritual Christian, or full-age Christian, mature Christian, but as to carnal, as to babies in Christ, the baby Christian, babe Christian, carnal Christian. I fed you with milk, not with solid food. For until now, you were not able to receive it. And even now, you are still not able, for you are still carnal or babe. For where there are envy, strife, and division, this is examples of carnality among you. Are you not carnal, or are you not babe and behaving like a mere man? So divisions, strife, envy, examples of carnality shows a carnal or babe Christian. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ. So basically, the author of Hebrews, leaving the discussion of the elementary principle of Christ, let us go on to perfection. So to mature Christian, spiritual Christian, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead work. So here, the talking element, principle, Christ, repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, over the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and over eternal judgment. Those are the elementary principles of Christ. So elementary principle of Christ, we see some relevant verses and topics from unbelievers or from natural person to Christian. So be carnal Christian and spiritual mature Christian. So first of all, nature person, unbeliever. So Romans chapter 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So all people are sinners. So how do I know I am a sinner? Because God's word, God's word tells us all people are sinners before accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. God's word, therefore we need to repent. The repent meaning turning back 180% to new way. So book of Acts chapter 2 verse 38a, then Peter said to them, repent, first repent. Also the second Peter chapter 3 verse 9, second part said, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So repentance required to be a Christian, right? Repent. Then, book of Acts chapter 2:3, it said, and let everyone of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Also here, baptism in the name of Jesus Christ is required. So, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Then you shall receive the gift of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit dwells in you. Here, Peter did not state the faith. It does not mean that faith is not necessary to receive the gift of Holy Spirit. So we need everywhere. For example, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus' first temptation by Satan, Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but also by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Every word. Very important. We already talked about Matthew chapter 4, verse 6. Satan used the God's word, the topical, the approach or some portion, but that is a mystery in a context over Psalm chapter 91. God, the refuge, God is fortress, God is the protector. So protect example. So if you fall down, into from the mountain, God will protect you, something like that. So, but Satan used it in different way. So that is the problem is perverted, God's the purpose in Psalm chapter 91. So John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him, him meaning only begotten son, should not perish but have everlasting life. So here belief or faith required in him. In him his only begotten son. Who is the only begotten son? In context of chapter 3, so we see Jesus. So basically, believe in Jesus. Then, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast, not human works at all, just require faith in Jesus, only begotten Son in Jesus. so far, not a restless one. So God's grace freely given unmerited favor. On human part, no merit at all. Just accept Jesus or reject it. So that kind of a thing, you know, to believe or not believe. So believer explanation decide Paul, you know, acceptance. For example, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, to John chapter 3, verse 17 said, Jesus come here to save you know, sinners and not to judge. That particular word, you know, decide Paul, 1 Timothy said, acceptance of death in verses to, you know, Christians, you know, like that. So, believe in him. Romans chapter 10, verse 10, also, for with the heart one believes unto right ear. Heartily believe. Heartily believe meaning 100% dedicated to Jesus for whole life. So that is Jesus is qualified to be the Lord. Lord meaning my boss for my life. Not just Sunday Bible study, also weekday the Bible study. Whole life, the boss is Jesus. That is the heart one believer. Also, James chapter 2, verse 19-26 says, Satan believed in God. They Satan believed God. Faith without work is dead. So dead belief or heartless belief. So the belief required a heartful belief, 100% belief. Then, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So salvation meaning saved from eternal death. So delivered me from eternal death. So mouth confession. Here, confession, saying something required before the congregation members. So then, you know, I believe in Jesus because salvation is personal. I believe in Jesus. So then, what Jesus did for me. Romans chapter 3, verse 25, Jesus, death and resurrection, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood, propitiation or sacrifice by his blood, through faith to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Here, Jesus' death with bloodshed for me, for the remission of sins. Romans chapter 5, verse 10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. So because of our sin, we were enemies, you know, against God. But Jesus was dead by blood for me. So I am, you know, reconciled with God. Through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Here, by his life or his resurrection life. His life. So Jesus' resurrection. So also 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 14. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty or meaningless, and your faith is also empty. So therefore, so far, first of all, you know, from unbeliever or natural person, I hear the gospel that all men are sinners, or here, you know, some other verse also, the other verse, you know, too, you know, book of Genesis, you know, Adam committed a sin, so, you know, Adam sins succeeded to me. That's why, you know, I am sinner too. So, because of God's word, all men are sinners, so I repent my sin. Then, I believe, you know, in only begotten Son, you know, Jesus. Then, what Jesus did for me, Jesus was dead by his bloodshed for the remission of my sin, and for Jesus' resurrection. So then the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior. So the Lord Jesus is the Lord. Here, Luke chapter 2, verse 11, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. here, you know, a Savior, who is the Christ the Lord. But Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So basically, the Lord, Jesus Christ, meaning Messiah, ordained by God, you know, that means Christ. So as the Savior, Jesus a person to deliver me from eternal death, that's the Savior. The Lord is the master of my life. So the Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior. Then, Book of Acts chapter 2, verse 38, B, second part, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins. So now, water baptism, in the name of Jesus Christ. Peter said, but Jesus said, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So therefore, water baptism, the pastor is baptizing me in the name of Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. Because Peter, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, in the name of Jesus Christ, but the Matthew delivered Jesus' word, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, in the name of the God the Father, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. That's why we combine together. Here, make a disciple. Disciples means John chapter 3, verse 31. If you continue in my word, so continue in Jesus' word or in God's word, that's a disciple. So basically, Jesus wants us to continue in Jesus' word, God's word. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit, you know, is given, you know, to you. You will receive Holy Spirit dwells in me. So then question, how do I know the Holy Spirit dwell in me? The first Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3 says, therefore I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed. So I do not curse Jesus, and no one can say that Jesus is the Lord except by the Holy Spirit. So I say Jesus the Lord. That is evidence indwelling Holy Spirit in me. Now indwelling Holy Spirit person. Now I am indwelling Holy Spirit person. Also, this is called as a born-again Christian, or convert, or regenerate. So, John chapter 3, verse 5, Jesus answered Nicodemus. Jesus answered to Nicodemus, most assuredly, or truly, I say to you, Nicodemus, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God, which meaning he cannot be saved. Enter the kingdom of God, meaning the saved, you know, children of God, you know, children, or citizen, you know, in the kingdom of God. And that's the meaning. So every Christian has two births. One is a physical birth. When you were born physically on earth, physical birth, that spiritual birth, you know, here, that is the second birth, spiritual birth. Every Christian has two births. So here, water, what does it mean? Water meaning repentance by God's word. So water baptism, you pull into, immersed into water, meaning death of all the life. So repentance of a past unbelief life and repentance. So by God's word. So how do I know? I was a sinner. So because of God's word, you know, teaching me. So one example, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse her, Here in the context, in the syntax, the wife, cleanser, wife, wiper, husband, wife, cleanser, her, with the washing of water by the word. So washing of water, repentance by God's word. So our Christian life to be sanctified also requires repentance by God's word. So then Jesus, born of water, so basically repentance by God's word, and the spirit is we merged into water, then rising up the Holy Spirit dwells in me, new life of the Holy Spirit. So then and means, so every Christian has two births. Here, another question, can I lose salvation? I can say no, because a spiritual birth is once, not twice or more. So if I say I can lose salvation, meaning, so spiritual birth, you know, lose, then, you know, second spiritual birth, third spiritual birth, whenever I lose salvation. So that's not right. So I don't think so, cannot lose salvation. Because spiritual birth, Jesus talks about only one. So as long as the faith is genuine, unlike the devil's faith, death faith. Yeah. That's so far, that is elementary principles of Christ. Elementary principle of Christ. Then go on to perfection. Go on to perfection is Jesus' great commandment and greatest commandment. Here, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus' great commandment, teaching disciples, continue in Jesus' work, God's work, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. So Jesus wants Christians to observe all things. So when we study the Bible, first observation, then interpretation, then application, then prayer. So interpretation is mainly charged for pastors and teachers. So they are a main duty to make disciples understand the God's word. So observe all things that I have commanded, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Amen. So after the baptism, water baptism, Jesus commanded to teach them to observe all things. So whole counsel of God. So going to perfection meaning, we work in whole counsel of God. We sanctified it by God's word, with repentance, the washing of words. Then is the greatest commandment in Mark chapter 12, verse 30-31. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this. So greatest commandment, love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. Neighbor is, five priority. We can say, first, the neighbor, family member, second, priority ministers in church, ministry missionary or something like that. Third is authority, government authority, local authority. Fourth is weak people. The book of Isaiah said the poor, the fatherless, the widow, that kind of thing. The last one is me. So the neighbors, the four types, neighbors talking about love. That's just agape love of God and of a neighbor. So, greatest commandments are very important, like, United States Constitution law, superior to any law. So, if you obey any state law, any county law, but if you violate the Constitution law, your obedience over any inferior law would be futile. So anyway, you violated it because American Constitution law is supremacy. So likewise, agape love is supremacy. You did a lot of good things, a lot of good ministry, but you lose agape love. You a lot of good thing would be futile, meaningless. So also we want to see the doctrine of baptism, because Hebrews chapter 6 verse 2 said doctrine of baptisms, plural. So baptisms here, the answer is water baptism and baptism with the Holy Spirit. Or, you know, in the Bible said, baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, Peter said. Also, book of Acts said, Holy Spirit falling upon me. Holy Spirit falling upon me means baptism with the Holy Spirit. Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 16, for as yet he, in this syntax, Holy Spirit had fallen upon none of them. So, Holy Spirit fallen upon none of them. So, nobody got baptism with Holy Spirit. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So only got the word of baptism. Book of Acts chapter 1 verse 18, Jesus said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Baptism with the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit fullness, because the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love. That is also the greatest gift of love. And you shall be witness to me, Jesus, in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth, everywhere. So the Holy Spirit is coming upon you. Or baptism with the Holy Spirit, then I can be witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, regeneration, conversion, indwelling Holy Spirit arising from water baptism, but overflowing Holy Spirit, so fruit of Holy Spirit is agape love. The greatest gift of Holy Spirit is agape love. So overflowing agape love. So Galatians chapter 5 verse 19 through 23, now the works of the flesh are evident. So this is evidence, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, arguments, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, for example, Mariana, addict kind of thing, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So those things practice will not be saved. So for example, David King committed adultery, but David King did not practice only once to commit adultery, but he repented his sin. So that's why David was a child of God. So this practice meaning habitual, living in adultery, fornication, cleanliness, rudeness, idolatry. Rudeness, for example, fornication kind of thing, idolatry, sorcery, contention, argument, this kind of thing. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. So love, can describe as many attributes. Here, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such the original Lord. So overflowing Holy Spirit or overflowing agape love shows a spiritual or mature Christian or full-age Christian. So also, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, but earnestly desire the best gifts, plural, because chapter 12, disciple talks about a lot of gifts of Holy Spirit. But here, the agape love is gifts, plural, because each gift above the agape love existent. And yet, I show you more excellent way. Then in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 3, although I speak with the tongues, so tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become soundless brass or clanging cymbal, so meaningless, right? Although I have the gift of prophecy, so deliver God's word to particular situation, and understand all mysteries, forget past, understand every mystery, and all knowledge, some happened, gift by the Holy, Holy Spirit. And although I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains that have not love, I am nothing. So a lot of gifts. So each gift of Holy Spirit, above each gift, is agape love. And although I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and although I give my body to be burned, I sacrifice my body to somebody, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, love suffers long. Here, disciple describes love as many attributes. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not praise itself. Is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Love does not seek its own profit. So seek the gossip profit or others' profit. Is not provoked, not easily angry. Think no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity. Does not rejoice in sin, but rejoice in the truth. Rejoice in God's word, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. 13. And now abide faith, hope, love. These are three, but greatest of these is love. So love is greatest. So bottom line, overflowing agape love shows a spiritual, mature creature. So others of elementary principles of Christ. One example, the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, here Trinity God, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. So Pontius Pilate, striking Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. Pontius Pilate was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father, Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, the alive person and the dead people. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church. So church is one church. Actually, church is the body of Christ. So Holy Universal Church. The communion of saints. The forgiveness of sins. The resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Amen. Those are things and others of elementary principles of Christ. Then here, point out, so we meditate elementary principles of Christ, but we should go on to the perfection, just like Jesus Christ. Sometimes when I was asked it, are you saved? That moment I should discern that the question is honest or dishonest. Honest question to seek genuine answer, because inquiry person doesn't know the answer. That's genuine. Also to seek reasoning among pastors, among ministers, seek reasoning among pastors. How can I explain, salvation is lost and a kind of thing, you know, among pastors, or to edify. Decides the question to judge or criticize, to dispute, to provoke, to seek division, to show pride. That's a dishonest question. So honest question is the answer to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ Savior. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Which meaning Christ Jesus, the Spirit of Christ is in me, or the Holy Spirit was in me. So unless, of course, you fall to test, you fail to test. So this one, the other said, you know, I say Jesus as the Lord over my life. That moment the Holy Spirit was in me, meaning Jesus Christ is in me. That means I am saved. So second question, dishonest question answer, James chapter 4, verse 12. There is only one Lord give and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. So only God is able to save, destroy. So not in any human being. Who are you to judge your neighbor? Only a judge is God. That's is a dishonest questions and answer. Let's see each question. One, what's the difference between the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit falling, coming upon me? Or what's the difference between water baptism and the baptism with the Holy Spirit? So water baptism is a ceremony for a new believer by emerging into the water. So new sinner emerged into the water, symbolizing the deaths of old life. The coming up the water symbolizing of Holy Spirit indwelling in him, new life. That is in water baptism. But baptism with the Holy Spirit, or Holy Spirit pulling upon me, so that is a mature Christian, or a spiritual Christian, starting point to Holy Spirit to pull upon him or her, that he or she can be the witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. So overflowing Holy Spirit or overflowing agape lover shows mature and the spiritual creature. So you understand, you know. So the water baptism, just the creature, you know, required in a ceremony over, you know, water baptism. So baptism by emerging into the water. That's a claim. But baptism with the Holy Spirit, you know, is required for mature Christian. Number two, how do I know whether or not the Holy Spirit dwells in me? So first, I did not, you know, curse Jesus. Also, I called Jesus as the Lord. So that, you know, evidence over indwelling Holy Spirit, you know, in me. Question three, how do I know that I am a carnal baby Christian or a spiritual mature and full age Christian? Carnal baby Christian, carnality shows, you know, carnal, you know, baby Christians. Spiritual, for example, anger, or, you know, a lot of carnality, you know, not, you know, the practice. Already we see, you know, evidence of the carnality. So that kind of baby Christian division. Spiritual, full age, mature Christian, overflowing agape love shows spiritual, mature Christian. So agape love is described as many attributes, you know, does not seek, you know, profit, own profit, or rejoice in truth, God's word, and that is indicated to, or long suffering or kindness, you know, that kind of thing, you know, that shows spiritual full age mature Christian. Last question, but how can we go on to the perfection? Number one, Jesus, great commandment, teach all things that Jesus command. So we stay in work, continue in whole every word, live by every word. Number two, love God with all my heart and love neighbor as myself. You know, that is a two way. You know, great commandment, teach all things to me. Number two, greatest commandment, love God and love neighbor as myself. That's in go on to the perfection. Let's just sing song all together, Amazing Grace, then we'll conclude today's retreat Bible study.